Welcome to the Wedding Business Success Show. I'm your host, Debbie Shadid. If you're a powerhouse business owner, you are in the right spot. This show is for women who have success and they still desire more. I'm sharing strategies for you to elevate your business, opening up a way for you to work with more of your dream brides. I'm sharing tips to create more ease, showing you how to recreate your business to allow more freedom in your schedule, and yes, more money. I know what's possible. I'm excited to take you on a journey to discovering more. Hello, ladies. How are you? Glad to have you here today. Let's talk about your client experience. Your client experience, by the way, starts from the first impression that they have about your brand. And in a future podcast, we'll talk about how you bring a client through that process to booking, a signed contract, and a deposit. Today, we're going to talk about what happens after you get that signed contract and get that deposit. That's when we begin the onboarding process. I love to create that million-dollar experience for clients so that they can become raving fans and give you fabulous reviews and send you referrals. That's the best kind of business to get. So let's get started. Let's talk about the onboarding process. What does that mean? Well, it's really the way that you bring on a client and what you're sharing with them about how you're going to work together. You're going to teach the client how they can interact with you once they have signed the contract and secured the deposit. This is how you keep your client on track. This helps you establish yourself as a real professional, and it will help you establish the rules. Maybe that's not the best word, the guidelines, let's say, of how your client interacts with you. You're teaching your client the way you want them to behave. You're teaching them how they work with you and what the process is. So let's talk about how you can do this. I'm going to be sharing 10 steps to that onboarding process that creates that million-dollar client experience. Number one, communication. When you set up your onboarding, and I'm going to share some templates at the end, you guys, that will really help you. Creative Market has got some fabulous ones. Canva has some. You can buy some on Etsy. I'll share those links with you at the end. First thing you want to do is establish your communication, how it's going to work. You want to tell your clients what platform they can communicate with you on. This is important, as we all have so many ways to connect with people. You need to decide what works best for you, and what works best for you is not going to be the same thing as somebody else. One of my clients loves text messaging, and she doesn't have any hours limits on what time somebody can text. She will receive a text at 2 o'clock in the morning, and that's okay with her. She likes to be able to look the client up by name on her cell phone and go back through it and review all the messages. Other people that I work with are like, are you kidding me? I couldn't keep track with that. I need to be able to have all the emails in one location, because maybe they're using a software client management system similar to HoneyBook or to IslePlanner or Dubsado or 17 Hats. There are so many choices, by the way. Maybe you're the kind of person that likes to have everything organized, and so all your emails would end up under the client's name in HoneyBook, for example. Maybe you want to talk to your clients through Messenger, and that's the only way you say each time, like, hey, if you've got a message for me, connect with me on Messenger. Whatever that is for you guys, you just decide what it is, and you tell them, the only method of communication that I work with clients on is text messaging. That way they know how to get a hold of you. So why is this so important? Well, it's obvious. It's going to avoid any chance of mistakes. You don't want to forget something, because how many changes there are from start to finish when you work with a bride. It depends on the business that you're in, but oftentimes it's like one after the other as she's thinking through, making new decisions. You want to have all those in one location. Make sure you communicate that part to her too. Like, the reason why I'm asking you to only communicate through me via email is because I need to have all of these housed in one location under your name and your client portal, so I can go back, so we can make sure that we deliver what we've promised to you. I would recommend that even if you're going to use text messaging or Messenger or some other means, there's Voxer, by the way. Voxer would be another way. There's Bonjuro, which is a video back and forth to each other. There's several ways you can do it, but whatever method you decide, I would also use some kind of client management software like HoneyBook, Dubsado, as I've already mentioned, because you want to keep your contract there. You're going to have some templates that you need to use, maybe some floor diagrams, some contracts from other vendors, whatever it might be. You want to keep all your communication in one location. Next up, number two, is office hours. You need to decide what they are. You have to take charge of this. You have to decide when you want to work and when you want to be off. And then you guys, you have to honor that. You have to decide, I'm going to work Tuesday through Thursday, 12 to 7, and I'm going to be off on Sunday and Monday because that's my weekend. I'm not going to take any calls on Saturdays because I'm doing weddings. And Wednesday and Friday, I'll be in the office from 9 to 5. Those are the hours that you can communicate with me and expect to hear back from me. If you communicate with me outside of those hours, just know that I won't be answering you back until regular business hours. Just let people know that. If you guys are using email as a way to communicate with brides, you can set up an automatic responder, and it doesn't have to be through something fancy. It literally can be a Gmail vacation. You turn on the vacation mode and you can have a reminder that goes back to the clients like, our office hours are, and you list the hours that you're available to take new calls, to answer questions, to answer emails, and let them know emails outside of that time will be answered on the following business day. Let them know the time frame to expect to hear back from you. If they don't know, did she get my message? Did she get my message? They're going to text you. They're going to email you. They're going to message you. They're going to do all the things, and you don't want them doing all the things. You only want them to be in one place and then wait for your response. But like I said, you guys, then it's up to you. If you say you'll receive text messages up until 9 p.m. and a bride texts you at 11:30 at night and you answer back, you have just opened up the floodgates for her to think that you're going to answer any of her messages anytime. You've just broken your own office rules. So be sure that you can follow your own rules when you set a new standard. Number three is expectations. You want to tell them what to expect. For each of you, that's going to be different. When somebody knows what to expect, they feel confident in your services. They feel safe. It's like, okay, I know she's not ignoring me. I know what the process is for doing the work, and I know we're only on step one. And she's already told me that the process of us working together is going to be step one, we're going to do this. Step two, we're going to do this. Or maybe for you, it's 90 days out, we're going to do this. And 60 days out, we're going to do this. Maybe you've got checklists, you've got charts, but you can define what that's going to look like. And guess what, you guys? You only have to set this up one time. One time, set up the steps for the way you interact with your clients. And then when you get a new client, you adjust the dates. That's called setting up the workflow. Workflows can be set up to where emails are automatically triggered based on a certain amount of time. So every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks, whatever it is, depending on the length of engagement from the time that they hire you till the wedding date. Number four, we want your client to-do list. So what do they need to get from you? What do you need from them? You need to know back and forth who needs to provide what information and when. If there's a to-do list of things they need to do, then tell them that. Maybe make it in a checklist form so that you guys share a document and you're checking it off. They're checking it off. Maybe it's like, I need your guest list by this day. I need this by this day. I need you to turn in this by this day so that they know what the expectations are up front. If this is an important piece to you, make sure that you find out from your client, are they willing to do this? And if they're not willing to do this part, I was talking with a planner yesterday about this. She had a client who was not willing to do this part. I said, okay, there's a lesson learned in everything that you do with the client. And the lesson learned here is that your future contracts need to say, I work with clients in a certain way, and you'll have a client to-do list. If you are not willing to do that, or you don't want to do that, then my fee goes from this price to this price, because I'll be happy to take care of that for you. But let's decide that up front. Are you going to be involved in this and do the things that I'm asking you to do? Or if you want me to do it, I'll get paid for it. That's okay with me too. The fifth thing you want to do is talk to them about how to use the software portal. If they're going to be logging into Aisle Planner, or they're going to be logging into one of the other places, how to use it. Now, how can you do that? You could make a quick video. I love Loom, L-O-O-M on Google. It is an extension that you can use to record yourself and your screen. So you could actually get on their client portal or on a client portal, not necessarily theirs, and your face is in the bottom corner or wherever you want it to be. And then you're showing them the steps of how the software portal works. You're actually walking them through this process. I do this with my clients. When I have a new client, I open up the back end. We get on Zoom. I open up the back end of the membership site with all the education and I show them, this is how you go to here. This is how you do this. I show them how to share a document on Zoom. I show them how we're going to share a document on Google Docs, on the Excel spreadsheet. I walk through all of that virtually with them so they can see what it's like. Number six, I think you should put together your recommended or preferred vendor list, whichever way it is. For some of you guys, you have, these are the only vendors I'll work with. For some of you, it's going to be like, you can select your own vendors, but here's the ones that I like best. And give a full list with complete information. You want to make it easy for your clients. That is part of creating that $1 million client experience. Make it so easy for them to get and to accomplish what they need to accomplish for their wedding. Number seven is deadlines. Boy, oh boy, you need to have a calendar full of dates that they need to meet. If you have deadlines, then I would set your reminders up on a Google Calendar, for example, or whatever calendar in your software you're going to use, and add reminders and have them accept the reminder notice so that they'll be notified when their next payment is due. They'll be notified when their guest list is due. They'll be notified when they have to provide a final headcount. They'll be notified on all of the various planning stages, and you don't have to reach out to them for that. You're just automating that notification. How fun is that? Number eight, I want you to ask for a photo of the couple and a little bit of information about them, because you want to share, like, meet my new people, you know? Here's Sam and Allie. Sam and Allie are getting, and you have a cute engagement picture of them. Ask them to provide the bio. This is the background on them. This is how they met. Whatever it is you want to be able to share on social media and on your website as you introduce your latest new client. Number nine could be a Q&A form that you send to your client and you say, I need to know more about you. Now that could be, who is in the wedding party? And by the way, here's a little secret. I think you should ask for bridesmaids. I think you should ask for their phone numbers, for their email addresses. And then at the bottom, are you giving permission for me to contact these people in case I need to talk to them with something regarding your wedding? Because that is building your own little lead list. Maybe you touch base with the bridesmaid about the bridal luncheon, or you touch base with the bridesmaids about a shower or a bachelorette party, and the bride's giving you, she has provided that information for you and giving you permission to do that. So that could be a way for you to create an add-on sale. Plus, it would be fun to just know general things about the bride and groom, just a general Q&A about them, and ask something fun like, hey, what's your favorite Starbucks drink? Because wouldn't it be fun on the wedding day if you showed up with their favorite drink with their name on it, and they would feel, really, honestly, it's those small things that make a big difference. Or some other things that you could include is your mission statement. Maybe you want to outline the package that they purchased in your onboarding guide. You want to have that there for reference purposes, because we know what happens. Oftentimes, a bride hires us for, let's say, month of planning, and then she's treating it like it's full service planning, right? She's calling you for everything. So maybe you want to provide that as a point of reference for your bride, like, hey, by the way, here's a list of what you've contracted me to do for you. Also, you might want to add any additional things, because every time somebody adds another section on, like, hey, can you do floral for me? You want to update that contract and make sure you reference that. You could also request a testimonial up front. Let them know that this is important to your business, that it's important for other brides to know how they experience working with you, and that you want to be able to have a testimonial at the end, and that you would like to have permission to share about the bride. And ask right then for any referrals. Do they have any friends that are getting married that they could refer you to? You guys, I know that feels pushy to ask for a testimonial or to say, I'm going to get a testimonial from you, or I want to get referrals from you. But listen, she's already your client. There's no harm. She doesn't have to answer, but what if she does answer? And what if she puts down four other people that are getting married and one of those four becomes your next client? That is the power of asking these things up front. And finally, maybe you include kind of a diagram, the roadmap style timeline of what they can expect and when. Now, depending on your business, you could add some other additional items. You could add a field directly related to their photo list. You could add their music list could be attached there. Anything that you need extra from them that applies to your business. So think through this onboarding. What I've given you is just a guideline. And when you head over to Creative Market and look and see what they've got, that's just a guideline. Add what really works for your business, the important information that you need. Be sure to not overwhelm your brides. Each part can be submitted one section at a time. It's not like, hey, we just started working together today and you have to send this back to me tomorrow. But give them a timeline. Tell them I'd like this back in 72 hours because I want to make sure that we start off on the right foot, okay? Other things that could be included in this onboarding kit is that you could also plant a seed for a future service. You could also plant a seed and say, I know we didn't talk about it, but here's some of the other things that I take care of. That could be your showers. That could be your bridal luncheons, the things that we've already talked about. Could also be rehearsal dinner. Like there could be a coupon for 20% off rehearsal dinner planning services as a thank you to being hired for wedding day services. You want to find out where you have permission to share their photos. And if you want to do that referral program, maybe you want to offer a discount that can be passed on to a friend and make it so that both people win. If you offer a discount that could be passed on to a friend as part of a referral program, make sure that the person who's referring you, the bride who is your current client, maybe they get a date night. Maybe they get movie tickets and a dinner card out for a restaurant. So this is what you guys need to put in place. Create that $1 million client experience. Have this onboarding process that runs really smooth. Think it through. Don't let this overwhelm you as one more thing you have to do, because honestly, you guys, it's easy. Just start with a template, adding your information, and just put it out there. Have grace with yourself. Just start where you are. Produce it today. Send it out with your next client. Do a video. Walk through it with a client, however you want to do it, whatever's easiest for you. But just know that you are setting up your client to know how to work with you so that they're happy, to know what to expect from you so that they love working with you, and know that you are creating a $1 million client experience that will produce raving reviews for your company. Okay, guys, have a wonderful week. Make sure to head over to debbieshada.com/let's chat. I would love to talk to you about your business. If you are looking to have some one-to-one help with your business, or if you are looking to join one of my group coaching programs and just find out about what I do, then let's talk. Let's chat. debbieshada.com/let's chat. Until next time, bye-bye. Thanks for joining the Wedding Business Success Show. Before you leave, be sure to hit the subscribe button and take a minute to leave me a review. Ladies, that is it for today. It's your turn now. Take what you've learned and create the business of your dreams.